WGSP.
There really were two levels of enjoyment for those of us who worked here. First, the communion with the listeners. And I can't underestimate that, because you can probably count on two hands, maybe, the number of stations in the U.S. that evoked the kind of emotional attachment that our listeners had to this station.
When I think about the how close I've gotten, I feel like a WGSP groupie. You know, I've never gotten this close to a bunch of people over a radio station. Well, I've been listening to underground radio for years. Nothing's quite ever done what you guys have done, and I don't even know how to go about expressing that to people. I thought about something that made me feel good is 10 years, 15 years down the road, I'll be out somewhere and I'll have on my GSP t-shirt, somebody else will have theirs on, and when you see them, they're going to be like family.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be this instant rapport that you have with, you know, we'll just sit back and talk about, yeah, the good old days when we do this and do that.
A good radio station is like a good friend. It's always there when you need it. It doesn't ask a lot out of you, and you can always count on it. And that's what GSP has been for me. And losing it is like losing a good friend.
With a friend at hand, you will see the light. If your friends are there, then everything's all right.
Making friends for the world to see, or to hear, as the case may be. That was the second level of enjoyment for those of us working here, making friendships on the air with each other. There have been a lot of strong friendships that have developed in this little building, 219 East Boulevard. I feel closely tied to almost everyone that's ever worked here through my 19 months at WGSP, but feel especially close to the guys who have stuck it out and helped us stay alive this long. Rick Ballew, who seemed a logical choice to join us since he gained fame as a vintage rock and roller at WROQ in its heydays.
Oh, I love the music. I grew up on the music. I'm a big Beatles freak. Everybody knows that. And that's what I grew up singing to in the bathroom in front of the mirror, was every Beatles song that was ever put out.
Yeah, the guy's down at Geringer. You're supposed to say happy birthday to him. Tried to get up some Beatles for him. Couldn't quite make it, so maybe we'll pass it on to Rick and Rick can take care of it for him. Mm. You have your.
You know, I'll play the Beatles.
You're gonna absolutely.
You know, on a Saturday afternoon, I'm gonna play the Beatles. That's no problem.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat. You can't blues it. Any old time you use it, gotta be rock and roll music if you wanna dance with me.
And Phil England, whom I firmly believed was sent to me specifically to do the acoustic and folk music show, the Sunday Sunrise show, that too many of you might have missed.
I've often said this to myself and to other friends and what on a Saturday night when the real festivities seem to be cranking up, and come on, Phil, and I say, no, I got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning so I can sign on at 6. They say, how do you do that? And I say, I couldn't do it if it weren't for GSP. It's the only reason I do it. It's because of the people that are here. And mostly because we knew that there was somebody out there that would be listening, and to turn them on to a Sunday morning that wasn't like any other in radio, and to do it like I was used to hearing it, because there was a magic in the air back in the old days, back in the 60s, 70s, you turned on the radio, and back then it was FM, it was the progressors, not that we're playing the vintage stuff, but there was a certain attitude about it, there was a certain forward thoughtfulness to it. The AM was the top 40, FM's now. They've just flip-flopped around. But Sunday mornings had to be special, so I tried to make them special. I considered it an honor to work there. Like I said, I was happy to volunteer time. Well, that's all right. Well, you know, you can get some money out of this, a couple of bucks. I thought, that's even better. Get paid to do this? Are you kidding me?
Driving into town with the dark cloud above you. I'm a little bit corny, I'm a wild flower waving for you, broadcasting tower waving for you.
And the grand old man and the most improved performer over the time at WGSP, with WGSP from almost the very start, and the first person I set eyes on in this station, Fielding Spicer, who looks pretty young, but he's just backdated.
It's just been great, and the people that listen to GSP are all real high-quality, excellent people to have met with and talked with. And, gosh, hope to run into them again somewhere on the airwaves in some similar capacity.
This is like a family. It beats working at a big radio station. I mean, that has its pluses, but it has a lot of drawbacks because it's so big. This here, it's like being in your living room and listening to your stereo with your family. I mean, that's the way you feel about it when you come to work. There's nobody here at 5 o'clock in the morning, but, you know...
Pretty soon they dribble in.
Yeah, you know, the family's going to get up and be here eventually. So.
It's like you're cooking breakfast for everybody,
Yeah.
And the guys that work here... Rick Ballew, worked with him at that other station. He was crazy there. You ought to see him now. And of course, Paul, the one that, to me, and as I was telling Doc earlier, put it all out there on the line. He could have lost a lot doing this number. And of course, I didn't have that much to lose. I was volunteering time, except a lot of time, but I knew that it would be worth it in some remote sense of the word. Yeah, it'll work. I don't know. And Field. This guy's been here since his station's been on. I mean, if there's anybody sticking it out, he probably has. Probably thought the rug was going to get pulled out from him more than once. I wonder what he'll think when he hears this. Anyways, hey, Field, old Fred Spencer show.
You know, it's just real sad, that's all. You know, this is sort of a dream come true. I mean, for my first civilian job in radio, you know, to work at a place like this, I couldn't have asked for anything better. Definitely, a dream come true, and I'll miss it and remember it my whole life, absolutely, undoubtedly. We'll remember it and working with you and Phil and Rick and all the people that have come and gone, even at the station. David Applewood, alive and well in San Diego now, the sun god, and